How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
We got to talk about this because this is local and this is big, big news. And this is the reason why you really can't take your spouse for granted, Anna.
Can't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You really, like, Ryan, you've been married, what, I want to say 8 years?
Yes, sir.
Man, I nailed it. I know my people. Have you ever forgot her birthday or an anniversary?
Negative.
You can't do that, right?
When's your birthday?
Her birthday is February 10th. She is exactly 1 year and 2 weeks younger than me.
And now her identity is stolen. Yeah, of course. My girlfriend's birthday is in February. And
what day?
Come on, man. Like
what
ninth,
day?
The 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's my birthday?
Your birthday is another day. It's a good one now.
It's true.
It's in January.
No.
December.
No.
Definitely in July.
Definitely no.
Yeah. No, it's May.
It is.
I know. I'm not a jerk. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Maybe something like this happened to you. Zephyr Hills, which, by the way, I want to get back over to Zephyr Hills and do a stand-up show. I got a call.
You do the Horn Blasters.
Okay. I will. You know I will. I don't care. This woman had her wedding anniversary forgotten.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what that must be like.
Well, here's exactly what happened. According to Pasco County officials, 35-year-old Carol Lynn Stone, by the way, not a bad-looking chick. I'm looking at the mugshot. She's smiling in the mugshot, too. Like, yep, this is how I feel about this situation. She became enraged after her husband forgot their wedding anniversary last Wednesday. During the ensuing argument, she smacked her husband on the face, head, neck, and chest, causing several scratches. That sounds like a pretty standard attack, but it got worse. At one point during the altercations, she pushed her husband to the ground and flipped poo-poo on him.
Mm. Okay, wait, where is this poo-poo coming from?
Well, the victim video recorded the entire attack on his cell phone, which provided evidence of the incident to investigators. Officials could not release the video due to privacy policies, and it's gross. She was arrested without incident and charged with domestic battery. She remains behind bars at the Lando Lakes jail on no bond.
I really need to know where this poo-poo came from. Did she poop in her hand and then throw it?
No
did
idea.
Did she retrieve it from the toilet? Where did this poo-poo come from?
It is a mystery. If I had to guess, I'd say maybe a dog poo on the floor.
And she said she flicked it on him. You don't flick poo, you throw it.
Not fresh stuff anyway.
I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know the.
I don't know. I feel like if it's in your hand, you're not going to flick it. You throw it.
Yeah.
Like a gorilla.
What was your word last week? Viscosity? Do we know what kind of poo we're talking about here?
Yeah.
They're in all shapes and sizes and density.
They're all beautiful in their own special way.
You know what I mean? They're like snowflakes, the little poo-poos are, you know? But have you ever had a situation where somebody dissed you or something where you were so upset that you either attacked them or wanted to?
I hit my sister in the face once.
What would she do?
So my parents went away. This is when they were still married.
Yeah, it'd be weird if they went away together when they weren't married.
Right, right. But I'm saying this is a long time ago. It was probably about 10 years ago. And they went away to Israel for a week, and they said that I was in charge of the house. Okay? My sister was still living there at the time. I was away at college, but had come home for the holiday vacation.
Correct.
As soon as they leave, my sister throws a massive party.
Oh, no.
And I say, okay, well, you know, you throw the party, and we'll clean the house. We have a week to clean it, and it'll be fine. Does she clean it?
Oh, you got to get hit in the face.
No, she didn't clean it. No, that's not where I hit her in the face.
Oh.
So I say, okay, you're a horrible cleaner, and you're not going to do a good job, and mom and dad are going to find out about this. So I will clean everything. Just stay upstairs. This is like the day before my parents are meant to come home.
What?
You just stay upstairs. I'm going to clean the floor. I'm going to clean everything, and they'll never know. So I'm literally on my hands and knees scrubbing this tile floor, okay? Because it's dirty, dirty. And she kept walking on it to go to the garage. And every time she would walk into the garage barefoot, she would leave footmarks.
What?
And she did this probably about two or three times. And she came down that third and final time. And she went into the garage. I said to myself, if she walks across this floor one more goddamn time, I'm going to hit her in the face. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to lose my S. So sure enough, I hear her coming down the stairs. She's walking down the stairs. And she's like towing the line of the carpet and the tile that I'm trying to clean that's still wet. And she walks right on it. Goes into the garage for no reason. Why do you need to go into the garage?
How old was she?
She was probably about 17.
Oh, man.
So I calmly get up from washing the floor and I walk into the garage and I look at her dead in the eye. And she's bigger than me. She's a bit larger than me. And I looked at her dead in the eye and I said, I'm going to do what mom and dad should have done years ago. Straight like that. And I just punched her right in the face.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did she do?
She was clearly startled, but I was way too agile for her to respond. And she was just knocked. She wasn't knocked out, but she didn't know what hit her. She was stunned. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
She tried to take a few swings, but I'm like, you know, I was just doing track and I was running like marathons. I was all over the place. So I was dodging her punches like crazy. She couldn't catch me. I was like a jackrabbit.
Wow.
But yeah, so I punched her right in the face.
Did you feel bad afterwards?
No. Still don't.
You never apologized for that?
No, she deserved it, I thought, at the time.
Did she apologize for putting you in a situation like that?
No.
So this has never been resolved.
Yeah, but it was so strange because I was so calm when I did it.
Ryan Adams?
Yes, sir.
Anybody ever, scuff your khakis or anything?
They wouldn't dare.
You know what I'm saying. Have you ever been in a situation where a family member forgot or you forgot something and feelings were hurt and violence could have happened?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a pussy.
Yeah, I know.
We know that.
Yeah.
So violence is never really in my nature. But I will tell you.
Maybe you left one of your family members a horrible Yelp review.
Or they ruined your khakis. Mm.
No, but I will tell you.
You dropped them out of your top eight on MySpace?
I mean, we all did that.
That was serious stuff.
Yeah, it was.
It's
harsh.
Yeah, it was. We all feared for our lives.
Yeah.
No, but I will tell you that me and one of my sister's father, I hate calling him that because he's a D-bag.
What, was he like your stepdad?
Not even that.
Your mom just banged a bunch of different people and made different babies?
No, she's not a whore.
I didn't say that.
But my middle sister's dad, they were together for 7 years, my mom and this guy.
That's not Big Red.
No.
Oh, okay.
Big Red and I are same parents.
Well, okay.
And then my middle sister. Her dad, not a fan, never had been a fan, probably could have killed him a couple times when I was
Now we're getting to the root of something.
Oh, hey.
Yep. Tell us.
So, you know, whenever my family is threatened in any kind of physical way.
Yeah.
I tap into those feelings of that man.
Crazy khaki comes out.
Crazy cack.
Yeah. Khakis.
Yes, khakis.
Crazy khakis.
Khakis. Nope, not the monkeys. Nope. Mm.
My khakis.
Yeah, no, but yeah. So that's probably the closest I've ever ever got to just khaki raging on somebody.
Yeah, I don't know.
Never actually physically assaulted anybody.
I've had some horrible holidays. We talked about this in the first segment.
Ouch!
Why you hurt your boob?
No, it was just itchy.
Okay,
sorry, I'm good now.
All right, no, it's perfect.
You're scratching your
boob. No, it's good.
I don't care.
That's fine. Let me give you a couple of my bad holidays. Where I could have killed people.
Okay.
But I didn't.
Mm. You getting a sounder? There we go.
Yeah. It's going to hit you in the feels, maybe. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Probably not. Let's take it back. Let's take it back to Christmas Day.
What year?
1994.
Was nine. I was 10.
I don't care about your goddamn ages. Actually, every time 11, I talk about something that happened to me when I was
7-Eleven. 7-Eleven.
You guys have to bring up you weren't born and stuff.
I just barely learned a long division.
That's great. Christmas.
Yeah, like this.
1994. Mm-hmm. I was in love with a girl. At least I thought I was. I wasn't making a whole lot of money then, kind of like now. And. I bought her just a nice ring, like a promise ring.
Ugh.
It was 1994, okay? I was 22 and stupid.
Why don't you just get one of those slap bracelets while you're at it?
How about I slap you, you little bracelet bitch?
Don't tease me with a good time.
All right. So, her best friend was dating my best friend.
Okay, so you guys were cousins.
Yes. So, Christmas days, we all went over to her best friend's family's house for dinner and all this stuff, you know. So, wherever they're doing our thing, having a good time. I give her her present. She gives me some janky, like, $4 present. She got it, like, Ross or something. It was horrible.
Thought that counts.
So, no, it don't.
Like a keychain or something?
The thought's about to happen. So then, I don't know, things seemed okay, but didn't seem great. She seemed a bit distant, but still was nice. She accepted my present. She seemed to like it. Well, then she was gone. Like she said, she had to go to some other families, and we said bye and all that stuff, and I was just still madly in love. I was so happy. So happy. All I needed for Christmas was her, and I got her. You know? Well, then, her best friend, about an hour later, says, hey, I need to talk to you.
Hmm.
Like, why do you need to talk to me? Are you about to profess your love for me, but you can't have me because you dating my best buddy? She goes, let's go outside. I want to talk to you. I say, all right, cool. What do you think happened?
She tried to kiss you.
No.
She tried to grab your bing bong.
No.
And put it in her boot boot.
No. Not true. She said that she had talked to my girlfriend, and that my girlfriend did not want to be my girlfriend anymore.
On Christmas Day?
She couldn't even break up with me herself. She had her friend break up with me on Christmas Day.
After she left the Christmas thing?
Yeah.
That bitch.
Christmas 1995, 1 year later.
It's 12.
Guess where I'm at? Don't care eight. About your goddamn ages. Guess eight. Where I'm at?
Third grade.
Guess where I was? I was at St. Joseph's Hospital because I had pneumonia. 3 days before Christmas, I was depressed because I just got dumped by another girl that I was with after her, which happened to be one of her best friends. Anyway, she dumped me. I was so depressed, I laid on my couch, no heat on, developed pneumonia. I'm in the hospital, Christmas morning, IV's in me. So now we got two bad Christmases in a row. Guess who walks in that Christmas day? The bitch that dumped me.
Mm. Did you kill her?
No. My exact words were, what are you, the ghost of Christmas past?
Wait, was this the one that recently dumped you or the one before?
The one that dumped me 1 year prior.
To see you or was it
by
accident?
Yeah, no. Really? She just stumbled into my room?
I don't know.
The angel of death. Yeah. She walked in, and I'm like, why? 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 And she's like, I was just worried about you.
No, she wasn't.
And then she wanted to get back with me. And I was like, oh, hell to the no, bitch. We ain't doing that. And then I
banger.
called the nurse to get my bedpan in there. You know what I mean? Because I had to go. And I was on all these machines. I couldn't get up. It's really bad. But two horrible Christmases in a row. Should have flinged poop at her.
Should have.
Probably would have been best.